Again, we left off last time, as far as I remember, we finished the sugya. There are quite a number of important halachas I think are worth looking up in Shulchan Aruch, very, very negeh halacha lemaisa. If you remember, first and foremost, we had a sofik in the Gemara, machloikas actually in the Gemara. What's the halacha if you're not sure whether you said Kriya Shema? And the first opinion says you do not repeat, the second opinion says you do repeat. So the maskana of the Gemara was that you must repeat Kriya Shema. So have a look at the Shulchan Aruch. If you have it in front of you, Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah Chelek Aleph. Have a look in Siman Samach Zayin. So if you have a Shulchan Aruch, Chelek Aleph with a Mishnah Berurah, Siman Samach Zayin 67. So there's just one sif in the Siman, but it's quite important, a lot of important halachas, and could be Negeah Halacha Lemaisa. So the Shulchan Aruch says as follows, Safek Im Kara Kriya Shema. This is the halacha we just mentioned. The person is not sure whether he's recited Kriya Shema or not. Chayzer v'koire. He does repeat Kriya Shema. This is clearly paskening the second opinion in the Gemara, the opinion of Rebbe Elazar. Now the Shulchan Aruch continues with a tremendous chiddush. And if you remember, this is the question that we left off with last time. What about the brachas? Umavarech lefoneho uleachareho as well. The brachas follow the mitzvah. And if therefore if you have a suffix, Kriya Shema, and you mechuyev to say Kriya Shema again, then you say the brachas as well. That's case number one. We'll see more about this in the Mishnah Berurah in a moment. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Avol, im yoideya shekoro. If you know that you have recited Kriya Shema, that's not your question. Elo shemasupek im birech lefoneho ulachareho enoi chayzer umavarech. Now, we can really split this up, therefore, into two halachas. Sofek Shema and Sofek Brochus. So with regard to Shema, we say you have to repeat Shema because we paskin Kriya Shema as a mitzvah do'iraisa, Sofek Doiraisa Lechumra. If you have said Shema and you're just not sure whether you've said the brachas or not, then the brachas are only a derabonon, Sofik derabonon Lekula. So Lechaira, those two halachas are fairly straightforward. It was the middle halacha that's the chidush. If you're not sure if you said Kriya Shema, Sofik Doiraisa Lechumra tells me you've got to repeat Shema. So then the brachas also follow suit, even though the brachas themselves are only a derabbanan. So have a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Aleph, Kriya Shema. So the Mishnah Berurah launches straight into this, into the question we're about to discuss. Before we see Sifkot and Aleph, with your permission, I'd like to first see Sifkot and Beis, then we'll come back to Sifkot and Aleph. Why Chayze v'Koyre Hatam? The reason is to kaim along because we maintain la'alocha Kriyas Shema do'iraisa Kloima, the Hod Iksiv v'Dibar Tobom v'Shiftecho b'Veisecho, etc., etc. Koi aparsha zu gufo. If you remember, we saw a discussion in the Gemara. What does it mean, v'dibar tabom b'shach b'chov komecho? Is it referring to Divrei Torah or not? But we don't paskin like that. We paskin, no, it's actually referring to what? To this. You've got to speak, you've got to make mention of this very parasha. Shechayev ledaber bo, you have to make mention of it, b'shah shchiva, at a time you lie down at night to go to sleep, Uva'amida, and in the morning. Ulafichach. Therefore, because we pass in it as a deraisa, im nistapik, if you have a sofik, in kora, in lav, chayev, lachzer, velikrois. So you have to repeat it once again, kachol, sveika, deraisa. That's always the rule, sofik, deraisa, lechumra, even though there was a discussion in the Gemara, the bottom line is very straightforward. We paskin that Kriya Shema is a deraisa, therefore b'mokim sofik, one has to be machmir.
So interesting that you don't get to Kriya Shema unless you've passed through the bracha before it, right? So if you know that you said Kriya Shema, l'chol shekhen, you would think that you would know that you said the bracha before it.
Right, so this is going to be a big question. We'll see, maybe the Mishnah Berurah will discuss it, is that, can we assume that you probably said it? In other words, just by habit. You're quite right. So for the moment, let's just talk about a plain, straightforward case. It's Purim morning, you're a little bit tipsy from the night before, and you cannot remember, have I said Kriya Shema, the brachas, I can't remember anything. So with regard to Kriya Shema, we have to be machmi. Sofik da'iraisa l'chumra. The big question becomes, what about the brachas? Now the Shulchan Aruch told us that you make the brachas as well, which is a big question. Why should I have to make the brachas as well? The brachas are only the Rabbanon. So look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah discusses this, and Meirav Rabbeisai, this is a world-famous Mishnah Berurah. Siman Samach Zayin, this first Mishnah Berurah, is a very, very famous Mishnah Berurah, and we're going to learn it slowly and carefully because it's very, very important. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ubashar mitzvahs da'iraisa. Other mitzvahs da'iraisa, heicha shemuchuyev lasois oisa misfeika. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Aleph. Other mitzvahs da'iraisa, where you are muchuyev to do the mitzvah misofik. Posak la'el, the Shulchan Aruch paskens elsewhere, besimen yud zayin, le'inyan tumtum. A tumtum, as we know, is somebody, there's a suffix, is this person male or female? Now, we know, a man is mechuyev in tzitzis, a woman is exempt from tzitzis, because of mitzaseh man groma. So here you have somebody who's a suffix, we're not sure whether he's a man or he's a woman. So it's a sofik, because tzitzis is a deraisa, sofik deraisa l'chumra. So this person has to wear tzitzis. So now one second, $64 million question. Does the tumtum make a bracha on tzitzis as well? His whole mitzvah is only being fulfilled because of a sofik. We genuinely do not know. 50-50, is he a zohar or a nekeva? Says the Mishnah Berurah, guess what? If you look in Siman Yud Zayin, it says, da'af techayev betzitzis, that's one example. U'b'yayredeya reish samachesiv gimel inyan mila ba'androgynous. We have some news in androgynous. So also we have a question, he has simonim on both. Remember, what's the difference between a tumtum and an androgynous? A tumtum is all the simonim are covered up, whereas an androgynous has simonim of both. But the bottom line is, both cases are sofik zohar and sofik nekeva. So the tumtum, and the androgynous for that matter, wears tzitzis. The androgynous will have to do bris milah misofik. V'chein, says the Mishnah Berurah, kol ki hai gavna, in any similar case, d'loi yevorech ala mitzvah. An enormous kasha. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you look in Hilchas Tzitzis, and if you look in Hilchas Mila, there too we have cases of a mitzvah being performed because of a suffix, and sofik deraisa l'chumri, and yet it says there, you do not make a bracha. Why? Ki ha-bracha is heim derabonon v'sveika l'kula. So really, if you want, you can put a big question mark there in your Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is asking a colossal question. In Hilchas Tzitzis and in Hilchas Mila, we're there too, just like over here in Kriya Shema, we have various cases of a Sofek mitzvah, and Halacha is Sofek Da'iraisa L'chumra. That makes perfect sense. But it says in all of those places that you do not make a bracha, because the bracha aspect is only the Rabbonon. So even though the mitzvah is Da'iraisa, Sofek Da'iraisa L'chumra, but the bracha is the Rabbonon, and therefore Sofek Da'rabbonon L'kula. In which case, the Mishnah Berurah means to ask, that seems to be an absolute contradiction to what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch, that when you have a suffix of Kriya Shema, not only do you say Shema, but you do make a bracha. Why? Why don't we say that Kriya Shema is a deraisa, suffix deraisa lechumra, and the brachas, however, only derabbanon, suffix derabbanon lekula.
Interestingly enough, the Ramah does not say anything on this.
Right, no comment whatsoever. So we seem to have a stira gluya in Shulchan Aruch from Nachum.
In these cases of Mila and Tzitzis, are they still doing the act? They're just not making a bracha?
Absolutely doing the act. And in terms of putting on a talis, a dragoness, you're doing Mila. He's got the full simon.
Just no bracha.
Just no bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to be asking an unanswerable question. An unanswerable question. In all three cases, Mila, Tzitzis, and Kriya Shema, the common denominator is you have a Sofik on a mitzvah deiraisa, Sofik deiraisa lechumra. And yet with regard to the bracha, in Mila and Tzitzis, it says you do not make a bracha, which seems to make perfect sense because the bracha is only drabonon, Sofik drabonon lekula. And yet when it comes to Kriya Shema, for some inexplicable reason, we are making the bracha. Here we suddenly say that the bracha follows the mitzvah. What should be the difference? Says the Mishnah Berurah, the most magnificent teretz. Ah, yesh poiskim shemachalkim. There are some poiskim who want to be machalik. And they say that we can draw a very clear distinction between Mila and Tzitzis on one hand and Kriya Shema on the other hand. What's the difference? And they say there's a difference. Bain. Heicha shahasofik hu im mukhuyev klal ba mitzvah. One type of sofik is, we have a sofik, is this person obligated at all in the mitzvah? Kagoin ahisha kosavnu, like the cases that we just mentioned. In the case of Mila and the case of Tzitzis, would you agree that what is my sofik? The sofik is this person a zocher? Is he a nekeva? In other words, is there actually a mitzvah at all? Is this person mechuyev to do the mitzvah? That's one type of sofik. However, ubein heicha shemechuyev, in our case of Kriya Shema, we don't have a question, is this person mechuyev in Kriya Shema? Of course he's mechuyev in Kriya Shema. Every member of Klal Yisrael is mechuyev. What's the sofik? Elo she'einu yoideya im oso ha-mitzvah. We just don't know, not whether he is obligated, but rather, has he fulfilled his obligation? The oz sorich levorich oleho gamkein, period. A magnificent teretz, it's not the Mishnah Berurah's teretz, he quotes it in the name of Poiskin, that a distinction needs to be made between, are you actually obligated in the mitzvah, or have you fulfilled your standing obligation? Now, let's just press pause for a moment. We have said hundreds of times in our shir, it's not enough to say a difference, you have to explain why it makes a difference. If I ask you a stira between why did the Rav say this person is Mutter and that person is Osa, you say, well, that was Tuesday and that was Wednesday. Yes, that's a very clear difference, but why does that make a difference? The Mishnah Brura has clearly made a distinction, and the distinction is crystal clear. One sofek, like in the case of Mila and Tzitzis, we have a sofek whether he's bechalal chayev in the mitzvah, and we have a sofek in Kriya Shema where he's definitely chayev in the mitzvah. The question is, has he fulfilled the mitzvah? Okay, I hear that distinction. But can anybody please explain to me, why does that difference make a difference? Why is that all of a sudden a reason to say that because he's definitely mechuyev in Kriya Shema, we don't know whether he's fulfilled his obligation, so now he's got to make a bracha as well? How does that answer the question? In the case of Mila and Tzitzis, we don't make a bracha. In the case of Kriya Shema, it's also a sofek, you do make a bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, yeah, he's different, because he was definitely mechuyev, but we just don't know whether he's fulfilled his obligation. So what? How does that difference make a difference? Has anybody got a pshat in this Mishnah Berurah?
Could we say possibly that since there's also a bracha afterwards, after Kriya Shema, if he's mesupak as to whether he said Kriya Shema, then that creates the suffix of the second bracha as well. And that could create the need to say both brachos.
But both the bracha before and after are both drabonim.
They're drabonim, yes. But if he doesn't know that he said Shema, and the second bracha comes after Shema, so if he doesn't know if he said Shema, then that creates a drought that he didn't about the second bracha.
One second. What about the first bracha for a moment? Do we have an explanation why he's saying the first bracha? The first bracha being Yetzirah. We'll get to the second bracha in a moment. The first bracha, the exact same sofik that he's got with regard to Kriya Shema, he's got with regard to the brachas. So why should I... Sorry?
Well, he couldn't get... He couldn't get to Shema without going through the first bracha because of the sequence. So if he didn't get to Shema, there's a suffix about Shema, there's also the suffix, and granted it's Durabanan, but it's like a package. The two brachos and Shema form a package.
Okay, we're getting...
How can you separate them? Even if one is Duraisa and one is Durabanan, but they're a package. It's a unit.
But what about in the case of Mila and Tzitzis? Then they're not a package? When you do Mila, it's bracha mitzvah. Tzitzis, bracha mitzvah.
But there's a difference between those because there you're dealing with an actual maisa. Mila is a real maisa. And so the ikar is doing the maisa, whereas with Kriya Shema, it's it and the brachos are basically the same type of thing.
It's all one dibur. It's not a maisa and dibur. But remember, the Mishnah Berurah is not making that distinction. The Mishnah Berurah didn't say that the distinction is one is a maisa and a dibur, and the other is dibur and dibur. He said the distinction is, are you definitely obligated? We just don't know whether you fulfilled your obligation, or is there a suffix as to whether you are obligated at all? Why should that make a difference? The reason might be, the explanation of the Mishnah Berurah might be as follows. In the case of Mila and Tzitzis, I simply do not know whether this person, this Tumtum or Andragonus, has a Chiyav Mitzvah at all. I don't know. I do not know. So there was never any point at which you could say that he's Chiyav in the Mitzvah. We simply don't know. It's 50-50. So we don't know whether he's obligated in the mitzvah. We don't know whether he's obligated in the bracha. So the mitzvah we say sofek deraisa lechumra, and the bracha we say sofek derabonon lekula. Fine, that makes sense. In the case of Kriya Shema, when this person woke up this morning, do we all agree that he was vadai mechuyev in the mitzvah? And so to the bracha as well. That, therefore, is the default position until I know that he's obligated his chiyuv, that he's fulfilled that obligation. He is not starting from naught. He is starting from one. When you wake up in the morning, every person has an empty box, which he's got to put a big check in the box. Yes, I have been mekayim my mitzvah. And until I can prove that I have, the status quo is that you haven't. So therefore, it's true that the bracha is the rabbanon. But once the obligation has kicked in, the onus is on you now to prove that you fulfilled it. And as long as I can't prove it, then I'm still staring at the same piece of paper that I woke up with in the morning that says, you have to say Kriya Shema and the Brochas. Whereas the Tumtum and Adragonus, when he woke up in the morning, there was no paper that says you have to Vadai do Mila or Vadai do Tzitzis. What did it say? We don't know. So therefore there is no default position. Who in the world says that they're chayev to do the mitzvah in the first place? We don't know. And if we don't know, then a suffix is the only driving force, because suffix deraisa l'chumra. The suffix cannot, however, be mechayev a brocha. But in the case of Kriya Shema, it's not so much that you have a suffix and that's why I have to say Kriya Shema. Do you know why you have to say Kriya Shema? Because you definitely woke up in the morning with an obligation. Prove to me that you fulfilled that obligation. And as long as you cannot prove it to me, so therefore the default position is like the musag of a chazaka. Chazaka tells me that if you woke up in the morning with a chiyuv, until I know otherwise, I'm assuming no change. Now, this has enormous nafka mina lahalacha. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah discusses in the next line, but we should be able to work out ourselves already. So what would be Mayra V'Raboisai, Lulav, or Shofar? If somebody does not know on Rosh Hashanah, let's talk about the first day. I do not know whether I've blown a shofar. So we all agree shofar is a deraisa, and we all agree he'd have to blow shofar because sofik deraisa l'chumra. Would he make the bracha? According to what we've said, yes, he would. Because there, it's not a question of am I chayev in shofar. Rather, you're vadai chayev in shofar, and the question is, have I fulfilled my obligation? So too in Lulav as well. In Lulav, on the first day Sukkot, where it's a Deiraisa, the question is not, am I chayev in Lulav? The question is, have I fulfilled my obligation of Lulav? So that would be similar, therefore, to Shema. Not only would you have to do the mitzvah, but you'd also have to make a bracha. And if you look, that's how the Mishnah Berurah continues. Look at the continuation of the Mishnah Berurah. Ulafizeh, says the Mishnah Berurah, Lulav oy shofar b'yoyim rishon. Why does the Mishnah Berurah stress it's the yoyim rishon? Because it's only the first day that is in deraisa. Hecha de mesap kalei, where a person has a suffik im kvar osa hamitzvah, a person has a suffik whether he's been mekayim the mitzvah v'chiyai gavna or any similar case. Tzorich la'asoisa b'brocha. You would have to perform the mitzvah because he has a suffix, says the Mishnah Berurah. According to this distinction that we have just now made, he would have to perform the mitzvah and also the bracha. And also the bracha. However, all of that is the opinion of the poskim who are coming to explain the Shulchan Aruch. Remember, we seem to have an open contradiction in the Shulchan Aruch between Mila and Tzitzis on the one hand and Kriya Shema on the other. And the only way we can reconcile it is to say there's a difference between when I don't know whether I'm Chayev or I don't know whether I fulfilled my Chiyev, with the difference being between Lulav and Shofar as well. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Kos of our Prima Godim, the Prima Godim, however, tells us, the Mikol Mokim, nonetheless, B'Shem HaRashba, V'chei b'morgan Avraham b'shem harivosh, simon tov kuf behei muchach, deloi svirelohu lechiluk zeh. I'm afraid to tell you, says the Prima Godin, I have a number of Rishonim where it's absolutely clear they do not hold of this distinction. Ela, tamid b'li bracha. They would tell you, you always perform the mitzvah without the bracha. The mitzvah is deraisa, the bracha is derabbanan. And for the mitzvah, you say sofik deraisa the chumra, the bracha, you say sofik derabbanan the kula. Says the Mishnah Brura, v'gam mehagro. So too in the Vilna Goyen b'simen zeh, also muchach deloy svirle lechiluk zeh. It's quite clear in the Vilna Goyen, says the Mishnah Brura, that he also does not go for this chiluk. Which means, Meirai v'raboisai, halacha l'maisa, if you cannot remember whether you've said Kriya Shema in the morning, do you have to say Kriya Shema again? Absolutely, no question about that. We pass in Kriya Shema as deraisa, sofik deraisa l'chumra. Do you, however, say the brachas? Very big machlokes. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you would say the brachas. But the Mishnah Brura has brought many Rishonim and many Acharonim who say that you would not say the brachas. You never repeat a bracha b'mokim sofik, period. And it definitely seems to be that this is the majority opinion. It would seem to me that the majority opinion is that we do not distinguish between different types of mitzvahs, whether you're vadei chayev, we're not sure if you fulfilled your chiyuv. Safik deraisa lechumra goes on the mitzvah, safik derabbanan lekula goes on the bracha, and that's that. That seems to be the conclusion of the Mishnah Brura. Now, let's just finish off this Mishnah Brura. Ve'im heviu loy shofar oilulav b'yom rishon bein hashmoshos. What happens if on the first day of Rosh Hashanah you did not have a shofar in the morning and neither in the afternoon as well until you got to the end of Rosh Hashanah and it's now bein hashmoshos? Now we know bein hashmoshos is sofik da'iraisa. We're not sure it's a sofik yoim and a sofik laila. So what would we consider that? Is that a case of, I don't know whether I'm chayiv, or I'm definitely chayiv, but I don't know whether I fulfilled my chiyuv? Says the Mishnah Brura, lekulau, my everybody would hold, noitel ubeli bracha. There everybody would agree, meaning even the Shulchan Aruch, you'd not make a bracha. Why? Ki bazeh, in this case, hasofik hu, im chayev ato klal bar mitzvah. Even though it's true I woke up in the morning with a vaday chiyuv, but now that I've come to bein hashmoshes, it might be laila, so now there's a sofik, am I chayev to do the mitzvah? After all, nighttime, there is definitely no chiyuv. Bein hashmoshes, we're not sure, is that yom or laila, so there's a sofik, whether you're chayev, that's like a tumtum. That's like an androgynous. Therefore, there everybody, even the Shulchan Aruch, would agree that you perform the mitzvah, but without a bracha. So this is a world-famous Mishnah Brura, as mentioned. Do the brachas follow the mitzvah? The Shulchan Aruch seems to contradict himself. The Mishnah Brura explained to us what might be the distinction, and yet most Achreinim and several Rishonim do not go with that. And they say that the brachas do not follow the mitzvah. The mitzvah is a deraisa, sofik deraisa lechumra. The bracha is a drabonon, sofik drabonon lekula, and that is that. Okay, now if we're here anyway, I think we should continue because this is very, very, very fundamental. If you look, before we continue in the Mishnah Berurah, have a look at the Biur Halacha. Because the Biur Halacha discusses, Rabbi Eliyahu David, something that you touched on before. Says the Biur Halacha here in the side, Safek umavarech lefoneh la'achreo. Truth is, yeah. I'm the Mishnah Berurah, says the Bialocha, Bamesha Kosavnu, the Kach Tiknu Lechatchila. Lechatchila, that is the Takona. So this is what you mentioned, Rabbi Eliyahu David, that this is the package. The package is Kriya Shema with Brachos. That's how they will masaken it mitchila. However, says the Biur Halacha, Hu Loshon HaKesa Mishnah Meshem HaRashba, but the Nireh Poshut, it would seem obvious to me, says the Chofetz Chaim, Dahainu dafka b'mokim shemistapik loy gam b'habrochas. That's only where you really have a suffix, also with regard to the brochas. Meaning, I don't remember if I've said Shema, I don't remember whether I've said the brochas either. So then we say Allah Chalamaisa comes to Shulchan Aruch, you'd have to repeat everything. Avolim yoda shebirech habrochas. But what happens if you know that you have said the brachos, v'hasofek loy, and his doubt is only al kriya shema gufa, im kivein b'posuk rishon? Did I have kavana? I said all the brachos, no problem. I said kriya shema, I don't know whether I've had kavana. If you haven't had kavana, you've got to repeat kriya shema. But I've definitely said the brachos. Says the Biur Halacha, af de tzorech lachzer v'lekroiso. Even though you'd have to repeat Kriya Shema, because if you're not sure if you've had kavana, then you've got to repeat it again. B'mikol mokoim kvar yotzo yedei chayvas habrochais. This is not like the case that we mentioned until now, where you've got a doubt whether you said the brochas. Here, I vaday said the brochas, so you'd not repeat them again. The Einon Shayochim Lekriya Shema, because essentially the brachas cannot be considered absolutely part and parcel of Kriya Shema. Not only that, Vafilu in Noida Loi Bevadai, even if it becomes aware to him that he is definitely Shaloi Kivein Libre Beposuk Rishon, he definitely was not Machaven in the first Posuk, not just a Sofik, Vadai, still Ein. Sorich rak lachzer v'likra kol prashama. Only thing he has to do again is kriya shema, etc., etc., etc. So the Biur Halacha over here is telling us a very important chiddush, that when we say you've got to repeat the brachas, that's only because, after all, you're not sure whether you've said the brachas. Now, even that was a chiddush, because the brachas are the drabona, sofit drabona lekula. No, but your vaday mukhuyev, and therefore, that's the package deal, says the Mishnah Berurah. But if you've definitely said the brachos, even if you have to repeat Shema, because you didn't have Kavana, etc., etc., but you do not repeat the brachos. So there does exist the concept of saying Kriya Shema without the brachos, and we do not say you have to have all or nothing. No, the brachos have been Mekayim, Kriya Shema I have not be Mekayim, so the brachas I do not repeat, and Kriya Shema I do.
Also, when we bring in Shabbos early during the summer, we have to say Shema later, we say without brachas.
Correct. So you see that the brachas are not considered an integral and inherent part of the Kriya Shema. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. I would recommend, if you have time today, learn through the Mishnah Brura till the end, because there are a number of very, very important chidushim right to the end of this Mishnah Brura. Then, if you finish that, we mentioned in passing, I don't want to dwell on it too much tomorrow, but it's worth looking at a bit of it because it's very, very negeh l'halacha. We spoke about what happens if you made a mistake on your Shabbos Shmoneh Esra and you launched into a weekday Shmoneh Esra. So have a look there in the Shulchan Aruch as well.
Which siman is that?
So we had one case where you're not sure whether you've davened. That is siman kuf vav. Siman kuf vav 106. Kuf vav sif aleph. And then the halachas of Shabbos is reish samach ches 268. There's a number of sifim there. I'm not sure if we'll see all of them, but we'll certainly see some of them in Mitzvah Hashem. This is very, very negeh halacha lemaisa, or in Mitzvah Hashem, in the zechus of learning it, it should be halacha but v'lo lemaisa. Meanwhile, I wish you all a very good day.
Okay, shakach.
Yeah.